Across the Nightingale Floor by Leon Hearn. Read by Jamie Glover and Isla Blair. My mother used to threaten to tear me into 8 pieces if I pretended not to hear her calling me to come home as the dusk thickened. I would hear her voice, rough and fierce, echoing through the lonely valley. "Where's that wretched boy? I'll tear him apart when he gets back." But when I did get back, muddy from sliding down the hillside, there'll be my mother's arms not tearing me apart, but trying to hold me, clean my face, while I twisted like a lizard to get away from her. The wrestling usually ended with her winning, her prize being the hug I could not escape from, and her voice would whisper in my ears the words of blessing of the hidden, while my stepfather grumbled mildly that she spoiled me, and the little girls, my half-sisters, jumped around us for their share of the blessing. I turned 15, and my mother began to lose our wrestling matches. By the time I was 16, I was taller than my stepfather. That summer, I worked harder alongside him, ready to take my place among the men of the village. But every now and then I could not resist the lure of the mountain, and I slipped away, up the rocky path, past the shrine of the mountain god, into the forest. That evening I'd been right over the mountain, to a place where the best mushrooms grew. I had a cloth full of them, the dark orange ones like fans. The village dogs were barking, as they often did at the end of the day. The smell I had noticed grew stronger and turned acrid. I was not frightened, not then, but some premonition made my heart start to beat more quickly. There was a fire ahead of me. They often broke out in the village, but I could hear no shouting, none of the usual cries and curses. I jumped across the ditch of the last terraced field and looked down to where my home had always been. The house was gone. There was no sign of my mother or my sisters. I tried to call out, but the smoke was choking me and making my eyes stream. The whole village was on fire. But where was everyone? Then the screaming began. It came from the direction of the shrine. It was like the sound of a dog howling in pain, except the dog could speak human words, scream them in agony. I thought I recognized the prayers of the hidden, and all the hair stood up on my neck and arms. The village was deserted. I told myself they had run away. My mother had taken my sisters to the safety of the forest. But as I stepped out of the alley into the main street, I saw 2 men lying on the ground. One of them was my stepfather. He was wearing his best clothes. The indigo cloth was dark with rain and blood. I stepped past the bodies, through the gates and into the shrine. The screaming stopped abruptly. Inside the grounds were men panting and grunting, grinning with white teeth, as though killing were as hard work as bringing in the rice harvest. Earlier, when the world was normal, someone must have lit incense in the great cauldron. The last of it drifted across the courtyard, masking the bitter smell of blood and death. The man who had been torn apart lay on the wet stones. It was Isao, the leader of the hidden. His mouth was still open, frozen in a last contortion of pain. The murderers had left their jackets in a neat pile against a pillar. I could see clearly the crest of the triple oak leaf. These were Tohan men, from the clan capital of Inuyama. I remembered a traveller who had stayed the night at our house, and when my mother had prayed before the meal, he had tried to silence her. "Don't you know that the Tohan hate the hidden?"